can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Back to FanDuel Manual Week 2. We've got Chris Cowan with me as always, and Doug Hayes. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. We put together everything you need to dominate your week-to-week matchups on FanDuel. Let's start with a look back to last week. Chris, out of the three of us, you dominated. Did not go by the projections whatsoever, and you are now 1-0. Do you have anything that you'd like to say for yourself?
Well, I stayed true to the way I play. It wasn't really a protest against the projections, but I like to think that some of them kind of fell in line with what most people thought, but I guess I took a few chances. But at the end of the day, as the Bare Naked Ladies once said, it's been 1 week.
Okay. Douglas, you had a pretty good showing. You came out in a close second. What did you think about your performance last week?
Yeah, what the hell? What do you mean he blew me away? Friggin' Kelvin Johnson had one catch, and I only lost by 10 points. I think that I did pretty good. I mean, I know you're talking mostly about yourself, but I think I did pretty good. I actually played in two leagues where I paid a dollar, and I won $20 in each of those, or three leagues that I paid a dollar, and I won $20 in each of those, so I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, he did great. I should have listened to Chris about Zach Sudfeld.
Should have listened to your inner child.
Scored exactly 0 points. That was Sudfeld. It was really rough. Legatron was my highest point scorer on my team.
Nice.
Not good.
No, it's not true. All right, so. I wanted to talk about the format again, in case anyone's unfamiliar. What we're going to be doing is pulling the projections from all of the fantasy football experts from different networks, different sites, and we're going to get an average. We're going to pull that against the FanDuel salary, and we're going to give you the best projections, the best values, and help you win some money, win your leagues each week. The format that we're going with this week is the 60K format. My performance was much like FanDuel's performance this week in that it was terrible, and they even had to send an email out to everybody telling them how bad they were. They they're adding $10,000 worth of free prizes. Each of those is a 60K format. There's no Thursday games. It's free to enter. First place gets $100. I mean, you can come in. I looked all the way down. It's 1,175th place gets a dollar. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it's free.
You're still a winner.
Still a winner. That's right. So that's going to be our format. Now, there are other formats, and we had a little bit of conversation before the podcast about possibly doing an expert format, which is a 55K league or a... the other one is for beginners, which is 65K. If you have suggestions, please email them in to FanDuelManual@gmail.com. We prefer football-related emails, but we'll probably respond to all of them. And also, if you want to have access to our spreadsheet, email us at FanDuelManual@gmail.com, and we'll get that right out to you. Anything else to add, man?
Just real quick, I think we had, 63 downloads from week one, and we want to say thank you to all the people that took the time to give us a listen, and we hope to improve upon those numbers and give you some good tips as we move forward.
And just so you know, if Chris would have paid the same three tournaments that I entered for a dollar, he would have won $50 on each of those, so two out of three, you would have made money. So just make sure you're listening to the good people.
Yeah, what I have done? All right. Hey, I do have one. I do have a question before we get started with our projections and our QBs through kickers and defense. Right now, Chris is sitting at 1-0. Doug, do you want to? Should there be some sort of weighting system where you get 2 points for a win, 1 point for second place, and 0 for third, or is it just a win is a win, a loss?
Yeah, I think with three players, you need to win it. So I think he's up 1-0 on us.
You think you need to wait it? So he's up 1-0? Does that mean you're up 1-0 on me? I don't understand.
I think he has won. Whoever has the most at the end of the season wins.
Okay. So it's not 2-1-0?
I don't think so.
Hey, I like that. I like that a lot better than being down 2. All right, let's get right into it. Let's look at our projections. Let's start as always. We're going to start with quarterbacks. So before you give me your picks, I want to let you know kind of what I, right now, I'll tell you right now, based on the average overall projections, I'll give you the 20-point club for the quarterbacks. The 20 points or higher, starting at the bottom, is Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, Colin Kaepernick, Matthew Stafford, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Aaron Rodgers. But when you sort that for best value, it's only going to be Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. Those guys still come up at the top. Now, those guys also cost the most. If you do that each time, if you go with the highest points and the best value each time, you're not going to be able to fill out a full team. But those are right now what the projections are saying and what the salary is saying. Chris, you want to start us off with your QB?
Sure. So just for comparison's sake, I didn't even look at the projections this week, so I'm truly going with just kind of what I feel. Value-wise, I sort of went lower than usual here, and I took Sam Bradford from the Rams. Bradford had a pretty good week last week. He's playing against Atlanta, and Atlanta, as we all know, is a really good offense, so I think at the very least Bradford will be throwing quite a bit during the game. So he is my value pick at quarterback this week.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a solid pick. Doug, where are you at on this?
So I even am doing a bigger wild card. So we decided, just so everyone knows, we decided to do 60,000 this week instead of 65,000. So we had to cut a little bit of the money. But I'm kind of taking a risk here. And I'm going to go, this is a fairly big risk. I'm going to go with Terrell Pryor. At 6,500, wow. He is playing at home against Jacksonville. I think for $6,500, he may have a good game. I'm not expecting anything crazy, but I think because how well all the quarterbacks did last week, the prices for quarterbacks are so high right now that I think if I was able to find a steal at the quarterback, that I am able to load up the rest of my roster. So hopefully that won't backfire, but a little bit of a risk for me.
Hey, listen, if it makes you feel better, I'm not sure if it will. I chose Terrell Pryor as well.
Wow.
I mean, Denver, I did not choose him.
he is the fourth after Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. He is he costs the least amount of money for the most amount of points, so he's number four overall on bargain. I definitely don't love Terrell Pryor, but Jacksonville was atrocious against Kansas City last week. He reminds me of a Tebow type of player that he's gonna make one read, and if it's not there, he's gonna look to run. And he can run. So, I mean, I'm hoping that he gets one rushing touchdown and doesn't get injured.
Brendan, would you mind telling me where Bradford falls on the value chart?
Sam Bradford is projected at 14.8 points. He costs $7,000, and he is $473 per point, whereas Terrell Pryor is projected at 16 points, and he is $406 per point, and he is $6,500. So we're essentially, according to these experts, saving $500, gaining 2 points. Now, I noticed that you didn't look at the projections at all. So next week, I'm going to need you to rank every single player and send me your expert rankings so I can add them into this spreadsheet.
All right. Sounds fun.
All right. Next up, let's set up running backs. Running backs. Let me do the same thing. Let me tell you first who's projected to get you the most points. Basically, if you're projected at 15 points or higher, those players from the bottom up: Marshawn Lynch, C.J. Spiller, Matt Forte, Ray Rice, Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy, and Adrian Peterson, of course, at the top, projected at 18.5. Now, he also cost $10,000. If you're looking at the best bargain, least amount of money, most amount of points, the top five are, from the bottom up, Darren Sproles, Matt Forte, Doug Martin, Eddie Lacy, LeSean McCoy. So the three of those overlap. LeSean McCoy, Doug Martin, and Matt Forte fall in the 15-point or higher club, and they also fall in the top five bargain club. I'll start off. I have LeSean McCoy and Matt Forte basically for those reasons. Out of the three people that overlap, Doug Martin cost the most, so I just took the next two guys in LeSean McCoy and Matt Forte. Doug, who do you have for your running backs?
So I basically, because we took prior, we have a lot of money to spend. I also have LeSean McCoy beginning at the most points, and he has the best value. But my second running back is Ray Rice. He's high up there in the value chart. And also, he plays Cleveland at home. And, you know, everybody keeps giving Baltimore all this grief that when they don't run the ball, they always lose. So I think they're going to force feed him the ball. He's going to get a lot of points.
All right. Chris, last week you went with Reg Bush and who else? Was it Darrell Richardson?
I did, yep, Darrell Richardson.
You have either of those guys going this week?
I tinkered around with Reggie Bush for a little while, but what ended up making the most sense for me was also LeSean McCoy. I don't know about you guys or any of our listeners out there, but watching that Philadelphia offense, makes them very intriguing to me going forward. It's their home opener, and they're also going against a Chargers defense who is playing on a short week as they play the late Monday night game, and they're traveling cross country. So
and they're demoralized.
Yeah, exactly. All those reasons, LeSean McCoy, I think, is a great pick by all of us. Go ahead.
Sorry, last week he had 31 attempts, 184 rushing yards. He had He had 25.4 points. He was one of the studs last week for sure, and I totally agree about that offense. It was electric.
Yeah. My other running back, Steven Jackson, St. Louis at Atlanta. Keep in mind he now is a Falcon. And he is playing at home, and he is playing against a team that he spent over a decade with for the first part of his career. So I think those two reasons, and also the fact that Julio Jones and Roddy White are a bit banged up. So I think you'll see Steven Jackson being one of Matt Ryan's favorite targets as well. And I think all of those things add up to a good recipe for Steven Jackson this week.
All right. I like that. Yeah, I didn't think about the drama about going back home, but I like that pick. And pretty good value also. We've got three wide receivers, so let's just go ahead and get into it. I'll give us the number one, the same thing, the 15-point club. It's a short list. It's Andre Johnson, Vincent Jackson, Calvin Johnson, and Larry Fitzgerald. And then the best value picks, basically $540 per point or less. Each of those three receivers I just mentioned make that list. The list starts off with Golden Tate at the best bargain. Then it goes Andre Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Vincent Jackson, Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, Mike Williams, and Randall Cobb. I have two of those players. I have Golden Tate and Randall Cobb. And when I was done tinkering with my team, I had $6,900 left. And I chose so I ended up with Dwayne Bowe as my third receiver. I also could have got Wes Welker for that value, but a little bit more about that when I get into tight ends.
You're not saying that when you finish your whole lineup, you had $6,900 left, right?
No, when I was done tinkering, I had one wide receiver spot. I ended up with working it down to one wide receiver spot and $6,900, and that's how much Dwayne Bowe cost.
All right, okay, that makes more sense. That you are,
all right.
That you're
yeah,
really going
here.
For bargains.
I'm not sitting on a pile of money just thinking that I love my team and there's nowhere else that I can make any
points. All right. On the wide receivers, I went with Andre Johnson. I just think he's going to have a big day. And he's a very good value. He does cost a little bit more, but I think he's going to be big time. DeSean Jackson. I feel like $5,700 for DeSean Jackson, given what he did last week, playing at home, San Diego. I think that's a steal. And then the last one, I kind of, I wanted to either go with Reggie Wayne or T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton's a little bit better of a bargain, but I just felt as though he didn't really play that well last week, and I feel more comfortable with Reggie Wayne. I think that they're going to have a very good game. I think Luck can play a lot better, and I just am not convinced that Miami is that great at this point. So I decided to go with Reggie Wayne. So I have Andre Johnson, DeSean Jackson, and Reggie Wayne.
Okay, great. Chris?
Yeah. I also have Andre Johnson. I think he played last week at a very elite level. And with that being said, I think Doug kind of mentioned it too. He was pretty undervalued because I kind of viewed him in that upper tier still based on what he did last week as well. And because of those things, $7,400 seemed like a really good deal to me. My next wide receiver is also DeSean Jackson. Same exact reasons Doug said. I couldn't believe how far I had to scroll down to get to his name. $5,700 for DeSean Jackson after what he did last week, I thought was a no-brainer. And then basically with what I had left over, I went with Miles Austin. Had quite a few targets last week, and Dez Bryant is a little banged up, and they're playing against a KC team that I don't really know. I don't really have a feeling on their defense yet, so I think Miles might be a safe pick.
Yeah, Miles Austin, he had 12.2 last week, but pretty solid game. I really, after hearing you guys say about DeSean Jackson, I think I probably didn't see him because of how far down he is on the list. It's insane to me. That doesn't make sense. That game, it really was impressive to watch that offense. I don't know if Michael Vick's going to be able to keep it up for the whole year, but if they can, they can keep that up. It seemed like every time that he caught it, he had nobody around him. He was able to make some moves and make some yards out of it. Same thing with LeSean McCoy. I really, really like those picks. I think we're all in agreement on McCoy. You two both in agreement on Andre Johnson and DeSean Jackson. Have to look at because I really like that guy.
Real quick with the Philly offense. At first, the first thing I did on my whole FanDuel team was I chose Michael Vick. But then after I played around with the money, it made more sense to get rid of Vick, get a lesser quarterback, but then kind of double up on McCoy and DeSean. So you still have a good chunk of that offense. Just a different strategy there. One important thing I wanted to say about the receivers. If you really wanted to, go to the bargain basement, there is a man by the name of Marlon Brown on the Ravens who is at $4,800. And because of the injury to Jacoby Jones, he is now the starting number two receiver. So to get a number two starting receiver in the NFL at $4,800 on FanDuel is really good if you feel like taking a gamble.
Yeah, that's excellent. I actually heard that earlier this afternoon, and I'm glad to hear it again because I think I'm going to pick him up in my fantasy league. I want to just make sure that I've got Miles Austin's points here. Actually, why don't we go ahead and skip over to tight ends. Chris, why don't you start up and give us who you have at tight end?
Yeah, pretty simple reasoning here. I went with Jordan Cameron at $6,300. I actually have him in a few of my regular leagues. I got him pretty late. He performed great last week, and he's also going against the Ravens defense. He struggled with Denver's tight end and Julius Thomas. who is also probably a popular pick this week, but Jordan Cameron at Baltimore was my tight end pick.
Yeah, he was the number, I'm sorry, he was, he had 21.3, so he was in the top, point scorers. Actually, tight ends did really well, this week with,
yeah,
six scoring 20 points or more. Jared Cook topped the list at 27.6, Julius Thomas at 25.5. For this week with the projections, we've got, basically at over 10 points, Julius Thomas, Vernon Davis, Tony Gonzalez, and then the top three, Jason Witten, Jordan Cameron, your boy Chris, and of course Jimmy Graham at the top. But when we sort for value, Jordan Cameron tops the list, and then it goes Antonio Gates, Jimmy Graham, and Jason Witten. I ended up going with Julius Thomas, because of what I saw on that Thursday night game last week. I know that Peyton Manning is going to throw it a ton. For me, I just don't know. When it comes to the wide receivers, I don't know who's going to get it. I feel like when we were talking about when you were talking about your kind of deeper or value pick, I think that Eric Decker is probably going to have a bounce back game this week.
Agreed.
But I do know that they're going to utilize Julius Thomas. And they're going to utilize him quite a bit, especially in the red zone. So I went with Julius Thomas this week.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think Julius, Jason Witten had a big game against the Giants as well at the tight end position last week. I went with Antonio Gates. He is the second on the value. I didn't have a ton of money left. I think I have to pick some pretty big names between my running backs and wide receivers, so I'm counting on them for some big points. But I do think Antonio Gates is a fine pick, especially against Philadelphia. If they start running that score up, I think that Rivers is going to have to throw a lot, which he's looked awful. But I think the more he has to throw, the more he'll feel comfortable when that blitz is coming, getting it to Gates. So I thought that was a pretty good value at 5,400.
Absolutely. He's one of those guys you have to scroll down for as well. That was interesting.
Yeah, he was. He's only 5,400, I think. But you know what? Jordan Cameron and Julius Thomas are the same. I would be willing to make a side bet for Jordan Cameron over Julius Thomas, but we can discuss that after the podcast.
Okay.
Why don't we let's just do kickers and defense at the same time? I have Legatron again. He's projected at 10 points, and I went with defense. I just, I know I had to spend a little bit extra money. My strategy typically with defense and kickers is just find the team that costs the least and has a decent matchup. And kickers, I don't spend more than 5,000. But, this week I went with, the Houston Texans, who are playing, at home, their home opener, against Tennessee. I feel like they are going to dominate Tennessee. So I went with the Texans and Legatron.
Good pick. I also went with Legatron, Greg Zuerlein. I have him in every league I'm in. And then I chose the Indianapolis Colts, who were, like Brendan, there's a bunch of teams that have like the exact same lowest value at $5,000. Out of the teams at 5,000, Indy was the only team playing at home, and they're also playing Miami, who is, you know, widely considered still a below-average defense, so I went with the Colts.
All right. I went with Caleb Sturgis as my kicker. Not much behind this. It's indoors. I feel like both those teams are kind of good offense and kind of good defense, so it's not – I feel like there'll be a lot of drives but not a lot of touchdowns. And then my defense, I went with Houston Texans. They looked pretty amazing in that second half. They're getting in there quick. They're all over the place. I don't know if that's because Phillip Rivers or what, but I think that they're gonna stop Tennessee pretty bad this week.
Good picks.
All right. Did you guys add up your projected points? I know Chris, you did not. So I'm
sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Doug,
Let me do that real quick. So you go over yours. I can do this real quick.
All right. So I just want to, I'll just kind of recap really quick. The I went with, my quarterback is Terrell Pryor. My running backs are LeSean McCoy and Matt Forte, two of the highest projected point scorers that also fall in that best value range. And then for wide receivers, the same thing is true of Golden Tate and Randall Cobb. And then my third receiver is Dwayne Bowe. Tight end, Julius Thomas. Kicker, Greg Zuerlein. In case, every time we say Legatron, if you're not sure who that is the kicker for the Rams. His name is Greg Zuerlein, but I call him Legatron.
Like a Zuerlein steak.
Zuerlein. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. We might get some emails about that.
Let's hope.
And then the defense was the Texans. So, overall, with the 60K, my team right now is at 119.2 points. Chris, I'll try and add yours up while Doug goes through his team.
Okay. All right, just give me 1 second here. All right.
Chris?
Yeah, want me to do my team first?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and go back through your team. And also, I just want to say something. When I'm looking back through this, the things that stand out to me are that we all chose LeSean McCoy, who, again, this week is number one value. I think we all really liked what we saw on that that early Monday night game. And you two liked it so much that you went with DeSean Jackson, which I think is a great pick. I want to tell you, after looking at all these picks, one of my favorite picks of yours is Steven Jackson because of the reasons that you gave. He's a really good value.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I know. Alright, so I have similar strategy. I just didn't go as far for the value as you guys did. I went with Bradford at quarterback for 7,000. As you just mentioned, Steven Jackson, LeSean McCoy, wide receiver DeSean Jackson as a great value. Next, Andre Johnson, for his talent level, I think the value is almost just as good as DeSean Jackson. To round it out with receivers, I went with Miles Austin. To me, he's a boring pick, but he's consistent. Jordan Cameron for tight ends, great week one. Hope he can keep it going. And then, like Brendan, I went with Greg Zuerlein. Don't call me Zuerlein. And then I went with the Colts defense.
All right, before you go any further, can you give me a projection on what you think the Colts defense are going to do this week as far as points?
I think they'll probably hold Miami to a low score.
What would you be happy with?
10 points.
Okay, I think that's a little generous, but I'll give it to you.
You don't have to give it to me. It's just I have high expectations for my players.
These are also just fake points. The real ones come Sunday.
That's right.
We learned that a week ago, didn't we, boys?
It's just 1 week, Chris. It's just 1 week.
Yeah.
All right, so I will talk. Yeah, let me talk mine through while you add that up. So I went with quarterback Terrell Moneymaker Pryor, who's probably one of the top quarterbacks in the league right now. LeSean McCoy. I'm thinking of Richard Pryor, one of the best comedians. LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Andre Johnson, DeSean Jackson, Reggie Wayne, Antonio Gates, Caleb Sturgis, and the Houston Texans D's. So, besides Pryor, I mean, this is an all-star lineup. And projected points right now for those group would be 121.
Good.
Okay.
So hey, Doug, I think we lost 15 followers when Doug said quarterbacker.
I've been drinking a little bit.
Uh-oh. I think Doug was, he had a little flag football game, but I think maybe he was just on the bench drinking beers off.
I really like your tight end pick, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see how your quarterbacker does, bud.
All right, man. So that's it. We got right now, based on the experts' projections, my team is going to finish in the middle at 119.2. Doug's on top with 121. And Chris, again, without looking at the projections, at 111.4. We'll see how it plays out. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you want to email us your questions, hit us up at fanduelmanual@gmail.com. Talk to you next week. See you guys.
Bye.
Yeah. FanDuel Manual here. Check it. When I was in the third grade, I thought football was gay. Then I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Matthew Berry was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Manning at quarterback, the Seahawks on D. McCoy is your tailback and Graham at TE. Make sure you check the matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good luck, y'all.